This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're talking about a North Carolina school that is not going to be using the terms boys and girls anymore. They're not allowed to call students boys and girls. And we're talking about this federal judge that has put a stop or has blocked a law that the Obama administration has put forth to make schools comply with transgender bathroom modifications. Let's go to the phone lines and hear what you have to say. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have Tom from Baltimore. Hey, Tom, my man, what's going on?
Hey, my favorite doctor. How are you, ma'am?
Good, good. What's going on? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's crazy. It's ridiculous. Listen, I was studying to have the title that you have at one time, and I left university because, you know, psychology, we all know it's the weaker discipline of all the medical disciplines, but it was really ridiculous at the time. They were still on the DSM-3 at the time, and not revised. I'm dating myself here.
DSM-3 was a while ago, but I got it. Tom, I do have to disagree because I think psychology is such the foundation for a lot of the medical. So I do disagree with you on that, but that's okay. I'll let you keep talking. Go ahead.
Well, we can agree to disagree. I'll tell you, I think it's on the verge, as was, say, study of the heart at one time. The problem was, back when I was studying it, it just hadn't evolved enough, and it still hasn't. Listen, we don't have the diagnostical test that we need like we do with other parts of the body to say, definitively, here we go, this is this, and that is that. Now, there's certain things, schizophrenia can usually be pretty well diagnosed, but for a lot of things, listen, you know this, they're voting by committee and popular culture things in and out of the DSM. That's crazy. That's, you know, that is simply culture. That is not science. And that's what we need. I think we're getting there. I think with, in the near future, I think we'll probably be there, and maybe it'll be like the other disciplines, but it's just too sketchy, and I think that there's a lot of risk being taken with certain drugs that are being prescribed, especially to young people with developing brains. And as far as, I don't want to get too far afield, but as far as what you're talking about with this gender thing, it's ridiculous. It really and dangerous, I think.
I mean, a gender neutral, I mean, bath locker rooms. You know, how do you put boys and girls in locker rooms and in showers together? I understand gender neutral. I think that, I mean, I understand having, you know, additional sources, but I just don't know if our society is ready for guys and girls to be showering together or 13-year-old boys on one end of the school going, I got to run in and go to the bathroom really quick, and then goes into a, you know, kindergarten girl's bathroom. I just don't see how we're going to be able to, you know, make this work logistically.
It will not work, and society will never be and should never be prepared to go that route. Listen, we have handicapped bathrooms that are gender neutral. It's a one-person bathroom. That is good enough. Listen, gender is something that, and I don't want to get in trouble with people, but, you know, there is such a thing as normal. In studies of babies and even young animals, boys will play with boy toys. Yes, there are boy toys, and girls will play with girl toys. Now, some will play with both, but in the overwhelming number of cases, and these studies have been done, they actually track the infant's eyes to see are inherent to who we are as gender-specific people. Now, if there's a problem where you have a certain chromosome organization that does not fit either one, and this happens, we know about hermaphroditism, and that can be the case. Now, in certain cases, I don't see why, and people argue with me all the time, why you cannot have the psychological makeup separate from your outward gender. Why wouldn't it be the case? Now, we don't have those diagnostic tests I was talking about to determine that, but I think one day we will, and then we can know definitively what is going on. But, you know, doctors, and this has been going on for years, you probably know, I'm sure you know this, they are deciding when there's a baby with genitalia, both
hermaphrodism?
What to make it. Listen, don't do anything. Let's not cut anything out until the child develops and we can see what is going on. But these decisions are being made at infancy.
Well, I want to, Tom, I agree with you on why we, two quick things. On one end, I agree with you that, you know, a child, how is a child supposed to know their sexuality? I was just talking about this off air. A child has no idea what their sexuality is and who they need to identify with from a, you know, relationship standpoint later. So I think it's too much on a child. However, when we do have a child born with testicles or undescended testicles and we're worried about, undescended, it could be cancerous, we will remove the testicles because of the health risk.
Yeah, but in certain cases, but there are other cases where certain things can be left.
Right. And so, you know, but it's...
There are cases where you can not do anything and do a wait and see. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, these are so statistically almost ridiculously low that it's ridiculous for it to be a national issue. I mean, it should be something that surgeons and obstetricians and gynecologists discuss so that they're not removing things that later maybe the person would want. Now, I understand what you're saying. In certain cases, it's going to be necessary to make a medical decision for whatever reason. I'm not a surgeon, and I wouldn't aim to go in that area. You would know when it would be medically necessary, but you also know there's cases where it would not be medically necessary, and you could do a wait and see, right?
Tom, yeah, thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. We're coming on break. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. That was Tom from Baltimore we were talking to before the break. Greg writes, as we were discussing the issues of schools not using the term boy and girl anymore, the recent federal judge blocking an Obama ruling to change schools and businesses accordingly or face penalty when it comes to transgender bathrooms. Greg writes, explain why we can't insult anyone or make a transgender feel bad, but Hillary and Trump can go back and forth insulting themselves on national TV. So, I don't think we're going to be a world where we can effectively and idealistically not insult or hurt anyone's feelings, okay? It's going to happen. Getting rid of the whole boy-girl delineation, I just don't know how that's going to work out. I just don't see it happening. I'm also unsure, how we need to, as a country, take the whole transgender bathroom controversy and movement. I mean, I personally love using bathrooms that are neither girl nor guy because they're open and available. I use them all the time. Like when I had my kids and they were young and I'm like, well, I gotta pee, but I don't want them, you know, behind, you know, I need to bring them into the stall. And then the girls' bathroom, the stall was too small for me to bring in the stroller or the carrier, so let me just go into the bathroom. Like one of my favorite bathrooms to use when my kids were younger was one of the casinos. There's a movie theater, and this movie theater has in between the bathrooms where it's big enough for a stroller. It's big enough for your kids to be there if you don't want to leave them alone when you're in the bathroom. And so I use that bathroom a lot until obviously they got big enough for, like, Mom, you know, I'm going to go to the guys, you know, guys, you might not have to go into the baby bathroom. And we called it the baby bathroom. And, you know, they were insulted by that. I'm like, I don't want you guys to be insulted by that. Okay. You know, but I did that because, again, I just didn't know where to put the stroller in a regular bathroom. So I really love the idea of there being bathrooms that could accommodate and address so many issues. Okay, so that I'm for, where we have a bathroom where if somebody doesn't identify with boy or girl, they could use that bathroom. If somebody has a stroller, if somebody just really wants privacy because they have to take a dump, you know, you're not in a room full of, I don't know, 25 women or 25 men. You don't have to wait in line. It's kind of like a fast pass bathroom. So I like those bathrooms. And so, you know, I think we could do a lot with those. And I also like there being a place where somebody isn't bullied. Okay, you know, the whole bullying concept has been something that actually fueled this, because you had people feeling bullied, or you had people who were gay or lesbian or not being ridiculed or videotaped when they were having sex, etc., and, you know, being the victim of cyberbullying to the point where they committed suicide. And so, yeah, that is a problem. All right. I mean, that, you know, I mean, in this day and age, there should be some political correctness. I agree. I mean, you know, you can't be a jerk, you know, you can't be racist. And, you know, these things I'm very happy about when we progress in that. But the big problem we have is there's a lot of mixed messages. All right, a lot of mixed messages. You know, like I told you, you know, I'll hear kids sing these songs that have words that you and I would never say because they're considered racist, but they're in the songs, right, that are, and you know, yeah, you're allowed to sing the lyrics, but you can't say the words. You know, why are there songs with those lyrics in them entire, you know, to begin with? You know, you have children that need to identify boys versus girls, okay, and that's one of the earliest ways for them to identify. Okay, well, why am I a boy? Okay, well, because you have a penis. And why am I a girl? Well, because you have a you know, whatever word you use, you know, with your 4 or 5 year old girl. But I mean, we teach kids their body parts, and the conversation comes up because, like me, I was very confused why I didn't look like my dad. I thought I was going to grow up to be my dad. I didn't know that I was supposed to grow up to look more like my mom. And I don't know why when I was like that. That was 3 years old. And I remember, and I told you guys a story where I went to the bathroom and I tried to pee standing up because I thought that's what, I'm going to be my dad. That's just who I identified with. I liked my dad more than my mom at the time. I remember, maybe it's because everybody said I looked like my dad. So I had no idea the concept of girl, boy, at that age, and what I would grow into, because mom and dad were not girl, boy. I knew I was a girl, but I didn't know what I was gonna, you know, so no big deal. My mom said, no, you can't pee standing up, you know, because you don't have what daddy has. You have what I have, and I sit when I pee. I'm like, okay. All right. And so, you know, we, kids are going to be asking, they are going to be wondering why they have a body part that they do. Okay, and the easiest explanation that we've given these kids at the time was, well, you're a girl, you know, and girls have, we use a variety of terms in my house. You know, I have boys, but okay, well, so girls have this body part and then boys have this body part. And I mean, I did the same thing with my boys. They wanted to know, you know, why I have that, and, you know, mommy, where's yours? You know, and I go, well, mommy doesn't have one. Why not? Well, yeah, and, you know, dad's like, yeah, she does. You know, she actually has the biggest cojones in the family. I'm like, you're confusing the kid, okay? You're confusing the kid. You're right,
Okay, I do have, you know, figuratively cojones, but no, you're confusing the child. Mommy doesn't have one, he's a girl. Okay, you know, and mommy, carries the babies. Daddies help mommy make the baby. You know, you have these conversations with the kids. I cannot imagine how the conversation would go when you take out the whole boy-girl delineation. I mean, it won't be able to go away completely. Because what happens when your daughter starts having periods? Well, it's because you're an XX chromosome. And you're an XX chromosome that actually has a functioning uterus. I mean, how does that work? So, I mean, we need to find another way to not be exclusive or racist or bullying or critical than starting to, you know, we seem to always do this in society where we take the conversation a completely different route because we think it's easier to do because we could legislate and we could bring in politics, but we need to seriously, you know, we need to seriously think this out. To think this through. So here you have Greg going, okay, well, we're not able to, you know, we're not allowed to insult a boy or a girl, and we're supposed to, keep it together and keep it, you know, mutual, keep it calm and keep it friendly and keep it amicable. Then why isn't Hillary and Trump doing that? No, they don't. Because remember, grown-ups have a different set of rules. Grown-ups get to do whatever they want than kids do, all right? You know, kids are better behaved than grown-ups. And, no, of course the grown-ups are going to be fighting. And you want to know what? We other grown-ups like seeing the fights. You know, I love watching boxing, you know, wrestling, football. Love watching football, okay? Human instinct is going to, you know, supersede. Okay, humans want to see fights. In fact, when kids, you know, grow up, you know, these kids that are born in families where they have brothers and sisters, you know, why would, you know, God make or nature make a situation here where your first rival, you know, is your brother or your sister fighting for food in mom's, you know, bird's nest or mom's breast? I mean, you know, you're fighting for food. And your biggest enemy is your brother or sister, because you're learning to fight your brother and sister who are not allowed to kill you, forces you to become strong enough to then be out there in the real world. So you're not going to stop boys and girls and sibling rivalry, and you're not going to be able to stop that. Tom, were you saying something? Okay, I thought I heard something. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I got two boys, and so they fight. And there are certain topics that they cannot go to. You can't go there. So if one starts to talk about how one, you know, this was, you know, when they were a little younger, you know, one hadn't reached puberty and the other one did, and they were starting to talk about different physical characteristics, no. Neither of you are allowed to go there. You can't do that. Neither allow you are able to talk about your weight or a stutter or you cannot do that. There are things you just can't do. Just like with me and my husband, I had to learn that I was not allowed to make any mother-in-law jokes. Okay, I cannot talk about his mother. That was off limits. And for me, really, there was nothing off limits. I was like, I'll take anything you can pitch. Go. Go for it. I could knock it out of the ballpark. Yeah, what do you want to insult? So, yeah, but there were some rules that, you know, you couldn't go to. So, I wish I had a better way to end this segment, but let's just move on, get to some medical stories. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so Prince, who had died of a lethal overdose in Paisley Park over the summer, we have some more news. They say, and I apologize, my nose is running. They say the star had had fentanyl that was mislabeled as hydrocodone. This is very, very odd. They say pills that were seized from Prince's Minnesota estate on the day he died, all right, showed that there were 2 dozen hydrocodone pills that were found in an Aleve bottle. The pills were engraved with the standard hydrocodone labeling of Watson 385, but after they were tested, officials learned that they actually contained fentanyl. Now, fentanyl is a very potent and highly addictive opioid, and they believe fentanyl is what caused his death. Prince did not have a prescription for fentanyl, though, at the time of his death, which has now led officials to believe that he may have been taking counterfeit pills without knowing their contents, or maybe he did know. We don't know. Now they are working to find the dealer who may have sold Prince the pills inside his home.
The Star Tribune was first to report the results of the drug testing done by officials on the case. Investigators found large stashes of pills throughout Princess Paisley Park compound during the search of the property. Some were found laying loose inside the singer's dressing room and bag. There were pills tucked away in bottles of aspirin and vitamin C, and many were shown to have trace amounts of other drugs after being tested in the lab. Okay, see when I hear that, you know, when I hear pills tucked away in bottles of aspirin and vitamin C, I mean, that's how a lot of people get their narcotics, you know, through customs, or their pills, their prescriptions. Or if they're embarrassed if they have a prescription that has their name on it and the type of medication, they you know, put the pills in like a bottle of Aleve or, you know, what have you. So, you know, that could just be he was flying a lot and he didn't want people to know what he was taking. They said there were traces of oxycodone and codeine in some pills, while some of the Watson 385 counterfeit hydrocodone were found to actually have fentanyl, lidocaine, and U4770. U4770 is a far more powerful drug than morphine, and they say it is not even used medically at this time. But it's not as strong as fentanyl. Fentanyl is 50 times more powerful than heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. Very rarely prescribed. They said fentanyl was not detected in Prince's body during tests conducted on the singer prior to his death, which suggested he had only recently begun to take the drug, and lends credence to the claim being made by officials that the singer was unaware of the contents of the pills. At the time of his death, he only weighed 112 pounds, but they said he had enough fentanyl in his system to kill any man or woman regardless of their size. Officials now think that he took the fatal dosage 24 hours before his death. The singer had used fentanyl in the past, according to his former doctor, who said he sold the singer drugs between 1984 and 2008 in an interview with Daily Mail. He's known as Dr. D. Oh, no. A lot of people call me Dr. D. It wasn't me. Dr. D said he watched him develop a major tolerance to the drugs over the years, regularly taking two or three times the recommended dose. Prince also began to use patches of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid approximately 80 to 100 times more potent than morphine and 40 to 50 times more potent than heroin. The patches are worn like nicotine patches, and what they do is they provide a 72-hour constant release of the drug through the skin into the bloodstream. He said he would wear the patch as well as taking Dilaudid, so it's the equivalent of smoking while you have a nicotine patch on. And it's like having a constant supply of drugs, and they sell about 200 to 300 per patch. They come in boxes of five, and I would sell Prince, according to this quote-unquote Dr. D, 20 boxes at a time. You can also smoke, but I don't even know if it was a doctor. I think it was like a drug dealer. You can also smoke them, but I only saw him once do that once. You smoke it similar to a crack pipe, he says, or something like that. You burn the patch, and then you suck the fumes through a straw. It gives you an instant intense hit. Hit by large supplies of both drugs, I think the most he ever spent was around $40,000 at one time. This quote-unquote Dr. D said, I'd say in general his habit was costing him $200 to $300 a day, but that didn't matter to him as he had plenty of money. He never ran out. Dr. D said, apart from the one time he saw him smoke a fentanyl patch, Prince's drug use was limited to popping pills, he said, which enabled him to keep his drug use out of the public eye. He was always a pill man, which is why nobody ever saw him do drugs. He never smoked or shot up or snorted cocaine. He was always functional, too. He said, I never saw him out of it or strung out, because I always provided him with what he needed, and he would buy in bulk, so he was always prepared. He said, at the time, I was dealing other drugs, too, but he never asked for anything else. He wasn't really a party guy, either. He was doing these drugs so he could feel at ease around people. So this is a quote-unquote account by somebody who sold him his painkillers, but possibly not the painkillers that he died from. So Prince was last pictured the night before his death, leaving a Walgreens near his home around 7 p.m. He had been to that pharmacy four times that week. Said an hour later he headed back inside his vast estate, and 13 hours later he was found dead by friend Kirk Johnson and personal assistant Maron Bakur, lying unresponsive in an elevator. The paramedics had performed CPR on him for 5 minutes. The paramedics performed CPR upon arriving on the scene 5 minutes after receiving a 911 call. Were not able to revive the singer, and officials later stated that the singer was likely dead for approximately 6 hours before his body was found. How do you have a friend? How are you at the home? And you have somebody stuck in an elevator for 6 hours, dead, and you don't know about it. Anyway, they say the day before Prince died, his representatives reached out to California doctor Dr. Howard Kornfeld to arrange a meeting, according to a lawyer for the doctor. Attorney William Mousy and Dr. Kornfeld had never met or spoken to Prince before Prince's representatives contacted him on April 20th. Attorney Mousy said Dr. Kornfeld was not able to travel immediately to Minnesota, so he arranged for his son Andrew to go. Andrew Kornfeld took a late flight on the 20th so he could be at a complex the next morning. He was with Johnson and Burke when they found Prince in the elevator. He was, I believe, to also have naloxone or the Narcan. And we know that Prince had to make an emergency landing on a flight a week prior. He had been given Narcan in the hospital, and then he left, from what we understand, the hospital AMA. So unfortunately, Prince, who, you know, left us this summer, brought to light and brought to the forefront of the discussion opioid overdose. And, you know, it looks like he had obviously been dealing with some sort of either pain or some sort of a narcotic addiction. But this fentanyl that is being either laced in these medications or being taken in false forms is now one of the biggest, most highly abused, I don't want to say most highly abused, but sought after abused drug in the opioid market. And I'm very concerned because I don't know what's stronger than that out there. And so when people have debilitating pain and they get a fentanyl lollipop, or they get a patch. And remember, the reason why we do the patch is we don't want you to take all your medications in one shot. And even though there are time-release medications, you know, out there, the patch allows it's supposed to be non-abused, but I guess you could crush it up and smoke it. Who knew you could do that with your patch? I had no idea. But it's supposed to be a way to transdermally administer medication very slowly and very consistently so that somebody consistently has pain relief. And it's a shame because I don't know what type of pain he had. It's a shame to need something that strong. But it brings to light where we have the medications out there. The medications are out there for, you know, people who need them, and unfortunately they could kill. And I don't think we have enough education on the matter. I don't think also a lot of people care. You know, when I would try to talk to a patient saying, look, you know, these medications can hurt you, they could, you know, stop your breathing, many of them, they don't care. I mean, if you've ever gone through a narcotic withdrawal, I can't imagine how bad that is, but what my patients are describing is it is so painful, it is so scary, that the idea of, well, this medication could have a side effect doesn't really deter you. Now, many people on narcotics do want to get off and they do want to kick the habit, but the withdrawal is so bad that fuels them to want to take more. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it.
So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently there's a divorce season, and there's some science behind it. All right? There's new research that has revealed that divorce rates appear to follow a spike shortly after the summer and winter holidays, which means we would be coming into a divorce season pretty soon. The seasonal pattern of divorce may be driven by a tendency for couples to put off filing for separation that is normally important to families during that time. The stress of these periods can also put a marriage under strain, like the holidays, failing to live up to expectations, or all the in-laws transcending on them, and having to just spend so much time together with your spouse, according to scientists who conducted the study. Professor Julie Brines, a sociologist at University of Washington, led the study. She said people tend to face the holidays with rising expectations, despite what disappointments they might have had in years past. They represent periods in the year when there's the anticipation or the opportunity for a new beginning, a new start, something different, or transition into a new period of life. It's like an optimism cycle in a sense. Professor Brines and her colleague Brian Serafini, who presented their findings at the annual meeting of the American Sociological Association, analyzed divorce filings in Washington between 2001 and 2015. They found that they consistently peaked in March and August, the periods after the winter and the summer holidays. They said the spike in March could also be a delayed effect from the Christmas holidays. Okay, well, see, March, I thought they were going to say, like, January. Okay, I can't blame Christmas on, you know, if it's going to happen in March. They said they argue that the financial strain of Christmas and the darker days may cause people to put off taking action to end a marriage until the spring. Longer days in the spring is often thought to motivate people to make a change in their life, and also suicides peak in the spring. The researchers found the seasonal pattern remained even if they took into account, like, unemployment and the housing market. So other court actions tied to families also appear to show a similar pattern, like guardianship filings, property disputes. Oh, no, property disputes did not show a similar pattern. Researchers also found that in some smaller rural counties where couples filed for divorce by mail without a court appearance, there was a similar seasonal pattern. They say that leads me to think that it takes some time emotionally for people to take the step. Filing for divorce, whether you do it by mail or appear in court, is a big step. So the researchers are now looking at other patterns in Ohio, Minnesota, Florida, and Arizona. See, you also need to pick, like, cold states, too. Okay, so Arizona's gets to be pretty hot. So they should do that. And Minnesota gets to be pretty cold. So maybe that'll be good. So they're looking at seasonal patterns and tensions. And then, you know, this study came out, how porn unfortunately puts married couples at risk. They say married couples who view adult material double the risk of divorce. Okay? Researchers say women who start looking at porn while married are 3 times more likely to want a divorce, whereas with men, it doubles it. The report comes after statistics last year showed that as many as 1 in 3 women watch adult content at least once a week, with the majority viewing it on their mobile phones. In the latest research, sociologists from the University of Oklahoma interviewed thousands of married adults regularly over several years. They found that porn negatively affects those in a happy marriage, the newly married, or those from a non-religious home. But there was no increase in the probability of divorce among weekly churchgoers because the social stigma of divorce was greater, even if they looked at porn. So it's not that the churchgoers didn't look at porn. It's just the social stigma of divorce was greater, showing, quote, religion has a protective effect on marriage, even in the face of pornography use. Assistant Professor Dr. Samuel Perry, who collected the data as part of the general social survey, said beginning pornography use between the survey waves nearly doubled one's likelihood of being divorced by the next survey period from 6% to 11%, and then tripled for women from 6% to 16%. So it obviously has negative effects on their marriage. However, a study came out that people who drink together stay together. Very counterintuitively, there was a study that couples that drink together stay together. You'd think if they drink, they get on each other's nerves and they fight more. That was interesting. They said those who were, quote, very happy in their marriage were associated with a noteworthy increase from 3 to 12% in the likelihood of getting divorced by the time of the next survey. But they said if you already had an unhappy marriage, the pornography didn't really do much. So, okay, what does that mean? Well, I don't know. Okay, again, this is something that, smartphones now allow you to bring porn anywhere. I would never even think of doing that because somebody could hack my phone. I don't want to watch that stuff, and I don't want to see, you know, people seeing what I'm, you know. That's why I'm like, you know, fine, just let me see a Michael Fassbender movie, and I'm good. I do not need to see people having sex. And, you know, our phones aren't private. But, people think that they can keep it private from their spouse. You know, by the way, when kids pick up your phone, they see the porn. Kids will see the porn that you're looking at. I mean, you need to realize that whatever you think you're doing privately is not private, especially when it comes to the cybersphere. So, unfortunately, That is one of the reasons why I think there's a very high divorce rate. I also think people don't want to give it a try. People have choices now. We are in a world where we have tons of choices. I don't have to sit and watch the television show like Alf. If Alf is on, okay, and my only other choice is something on, I don't know what was opposite of Alf. I just didn't really watch it much. But, you know, you don't really have another choice. So you stick with it and you make, you make good. You know, you make, the best situation possible out of the situation. And, or, you know, you make lemonade out of lemons. But, now you have a variety of other choices. And you're constantly being bombarded with the fact that you have other choices. Okay? You know, we could go to Match.com. We could go to eHarmony. We could go to Facebook. You can meet people anywhere. It is a smorgasbord of, I guess, relationships out there, okay? And you could choose the type of relationship. If you want it to be strictly platonic, you could do that. You could have a strictly platonic. If you want just sex with no talking, you could do that too. So people are now given so many choices. And the big struggle married couples are going to have is how to convince each other to stay married. You know, I tell you more and more when people fight, the first thing that comes into their mind is, well, I don't even have to live with them. And what keeps people together? Is it love? Probably not. I think the main motivating factor for people to live together is it would be too much of a pain, it would be too costly to divorce. A divorce is so painful, and it is so difficult, that many people go, you want to know what? I could make this work. And then, you know, people have to decide if they have the opportunity to divorce and make it as easy as possible, or if they're going to take the pain, because the pain of the marriage is far worse than the pain of the divorce. That's very interesting, because a lot of people that do get divorced, they go, I'm so glad I did it, but going through that was one of the hardest things possible. So, inversely, now you see less people get married. Okay, they see what a bunch of, four brethren go through, where with the divorce and how costly it is and the children and the, et cetera. And they're like, why even get married? So now you have many families together with where mom and dad are not married. And it's the new norm in the United States. And it's a very interesting I don't know why I can't find words. That's a problem, because I don't have any sugar in me. But anyway, it's different. Okay. Lord have mercy. All right, guys. We got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, National Blood Donation Day is coming up September 4th to September 10th. It's National Blood Donation Week with National Blood Donation Day September 10th. We have 14 governors who have already proclaimed state blood donation days. We need your help in hosting a drive or donating blood. Please go to my website at drdahlia.com if you can help. Thank you so much.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.